Okay, let me get right in the halachas of Abdullah. So, Baruch Hashem, now that we know the halachas, the Gabi, what's a chiv, what's a p'tur, chiv, the raisa, the rabbanon, when exactly we make the Havdalah, how far after Shabbos, v'chulei, now we want to go, Beis Hashem, to the actual Seder Havdalah and the Minhogim, the Shteit in Chazal, the Shteit in the Shulchan Aruch, all over Simon Reish that evolve in different places in Achronim, of exactly how a person should be noyig to do Havdalah. So we'll start like this. But at some the Seder of Havdalah, which the Shulchan Aruch begins in Reish that evolve, tells us as follows. Very, very interesting. The Seder of Havdalah, says the Shulchan Aruch, is Yain, Somim, Ne, Havdalah. That's the Seder of Havdalah. That's the mice. If you look through the brachas that we make, that's exactly what we do. We first make the bracha on the Yain, we then make the bracha on the Besomim, then the Ne, and then the actual Havdalah, which is the Ikka part. So there's four parts to actual Havdalah, as we'll speak out in a moment. The Shaila is, what's Pshat in the Simon? What's the Pshat? Why we dafku do it in this order? So it's interesting, the Achronim say Pshat Azoi. Zug the Achronim, two has bearing why. We start with the wine, we go to Havdalah, and then Besomim, Ne, and then Havdalah. So the first one is like this. Number one, wine is something that a person tastes. He's marigish, the time of the yain, the moment it goes into his lips, the moment it goes onto his tongue, he's already marigish it right close by. Whereas, the somim, smell, is something that you put a little bit further from you. It doesn't have to be right by your guf. You put it a little bit further from you, you already smell it. Ne'er is something that goes even more than that. You can even recognize the ne'er from very, very far away, from the other side of the mountain. So it goes in the darugas of how far and how close something has to be. So yain is first, because that's the first thing to marugish right by the guf, and then goes somim, and then goes the actual ne'er.
They talk about
the shayla of hefset, but we're not going to go into it right now. Another hezba, why the seder of Havdalah is dafka yain, somim ne'er Havdalah, is simple, very interesting, is because like this. We know that Havdalah is something of Seichel. Something of Seichel, like we mentioned earlier, the reason why Chazal would kiveya the bracha of the Havdalah in the Shemayna Esra on in the bracha of Atachoinim, because in order to be Mavdil, being Kodesh Nechoil, you need to understand what you're talking about. You need to have some kind of noodle going on inside of it there to know what's going on. Memela. That's why it's Dafkin Atachoinim. So Atachoinim needs a psachochma to be Mavdil between the Kodesh and the Chol. And since sensitivity is something that's mamish one of the biggest functions of every person's body, and it's also the seder on a person's head. As I bring down, I'm going to say the Mati Yehuda brings it down at the beginning of the year, B'Shema Yaivitz. He says that if a person looks very carefully, the tongue is right on the bottom, and then above that you've got a nose, which is for smell, and then above that you've got your eyes for the ne'er, and above that your brain, which is for the Havdalah. Unbelievable. That's good for the reason why we do the Seder of Ne'er, Ne'ayin, Besomim, Ne'er, Havdalah. Because again, it starts up in the tongue, it goes up a level onto the nose, that's the Besomim, the eyes are the Ne'er, and above that is the noodle over there, the little brain that sees and understands the Havdalah between Kodesh and Chol. That's another reason, as they state in the Matthew Yehuda. Now, there is Be'etzim three Halakim to Havdalah. We have to understand these three Halakim because they're very, very important. Nafgamina, for example. What happens if you're listening to Havdalah by somebody else and you miss one of the parts? Are you Yotza? Very often, you know, someone's making Havdalah, you have to go somewhere, you quickly run back to Miss Medrash, you missed half of Havdalah. Do you have to make Havdalah again? Or not? So it depends which part you missed. So let's go. Part number one, Hine Ker Yishuasi. The SM, this is no Shaykhus to Havdalah itself. It's not a Chalik of Havdalah. Right, we say it, but it's not an actual chelik of Havdalah. It refers to how the Rebbe Yisrael brings Yeshua and helps Klal Yisrael and gives us everything that we need, and it brings taka bracha into the bais. It brings bracha into the house. Now, since this is not an ikka part of Havdalah, if you miss that first chelik, the first little paragraph of Havdalah, you perceive the gomel. About the chatzchil, you should hear it. But the evidence, if you come into this medrash and whoever's making Havdalah has already said that chelik, it's perceive the gomel, and there's no problem. You still yotze Havdalah. Sorry?
When does it end?
Hagofen. By Hagofen, that's the next chelik, that's the second chelik of Havdalah is Hagofen. Hagofen again is not a chelik of Havdalah. The reason we make Hagofen is a technical problem. The etzim Havdalah is meant to be alakos. Alakos of what? Alakos of yain? Mimela. In order to drink wine, you've got to make a bracha. So the Hagofen bracha that we make in Havdalah is no shaykhaz be'etzim to hilchaz Havdalah. It's not a chelik of Havdalah. It's a chelik of to drink the wine in order to make Havdalah alakos. Mimela. If a person left out, or for example, a person came into Beis Medrash, whatever, and he didn't hear the bracha of Hagofen, he's 100% yotz to the mitzvah of Havdalah. Because again, that is not a chelik, an essential part of the Havdalah itself. That's the second part. And the third most important part of Havdalah is going to be the actual Havdalah itself, the Mavdol bin Kodesh L'chol. That's Avadah, that's the Iker Chelik of Havdalah. And if a person misses that, misses one word of that paragraph, he's not Yetzah Havdalah, he's got to hear or make Havdalah all over again. Now, those are the three Iker Sugyas of Havdalah. We add to that, Durabonon, two more sugars of Havdalah. We add, for example, the Besomim, that's for the Neshama, we'll speak that out. And we add also the Esh, which is a Schirah to Adam Arishim, what he found on Motzei Shabbos. So those are the two Durabonons we add to the Havdalah. So again, Be'etzem is five parts to Havdalah. The main part you need is the third part, which is the actual Havdalah to Mavdeh Bin Kodesh L'Choyel. You miss that, you got a problem. You miss anything else for the Eved Yoyotzer Havdalah. But Avadah L'Chatzchele, we have to say everything. Now, let's go through the Seyed Advarim. The Mishabur says very clear. In a few places, Reish Samach Beis, for example, in the Lachas of Erev Shabbos, whatever, the Mishnah Berurah says that a Havdalah should be made in two situations. Number one, a person should still have his Shabbos clothes on. That's important. As I stated, Mishnah Berurah, your person should have his Shabbos clothes on when he makes Havdalah. And number two, the Mishnah Berurah says as well, Havdalah should be dafka made on a table that has a tablecloth. Very important. You make Havdalah on a table that has a tablecloth on. It's a covered Shabbos. And therefore, since you're escorting Ki'ilu out, the Shabbos Malka out, therefore it's a covered Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, to make sure that there's going to be a tablecloth on the table that you make Havdalah. Standing or sitting. So this already is a tremendous machlokes already. That is enough gemina also to gabi kiddush as well. Whether or not you have to stand or sit for Havdalah. So Shitas HaShulchan Aruch is as follows. It depends. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this. If you're yoyt to other people, then you should sit down. If you're not being yoyt to anybody else, and you're pushing doing Havdalah for yourself, then you sit down. Well, I will see in a moment. The Ramah holds Nishtazoy. Says the Ramah, we always stand, even if you're being yoyt to other people. And Azoy brings down the Ramah, Be'etzim B'Shem Tosis, and Brochus, and Gimel Amad Aleph. That's the meaning of the Ramah. What's the reason for Shitas HaMachabah, the chilek between sitting and standing? Make this is a chilek being yoyt to other people for myself. What's the pshat? So he says Be'etzim like this. The Yesod is that a person stands by Havdalah. Why? Because you're escorting the Shabbos queen out. When you're escorting royalty out, you normally stand. It's a kavod gedolah to stand. Mimela, when you're escorting the Shabbos queen out, then a person should be standing. Abazok the Shulchan Aruch. If you're being moitzi, other people have Havdalah, so you need a kvias. And just like we know for Hilchas Kiddush, when a person is making Kiddush for other people, he needs a kvias. And a kvias normally means to sit down. So mimela for Havdalah is the same thing. Sabdon is the same thing. I want to be out to the oilam. I have to sit down. Now, I'm not going into the minhagim. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the sheet of the Rimah. Whatever your meaning is, Avada, that's what you should keep. I take a stand, for example, for the whole thing, obviously, except for Hagafah, which you have to sit down for, drink the wine. That's a double portion. Oh, but again, everything is according to a person's minig. Let me go in weiter. Koshal Yayin. Right, let's talk about the wine. We'll go Be'ez Hashem on to the Besomim. Then we'll go on to the Ner. Be'ez Hashem, that will be tomorrow. About exactly all the minhagim with the nails and all that. That will be Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Let's start with the Koshal Yayin. And I'll leave for the end the Shail of Chama Medina. If we can taki use beer and tea and coffee and coke and orange juice and all these sorts of shailas, which is a very, very scary shail about Havdalah, often people don't have enough grape juice and whatever, that will get to Be'ez Hashem. So again, the Kosh Shal Yayin that we're making is a Kosh Shal Bracha. It's a regular Kosh Shal Bracha, which means it needs all the Dvarim that the Gemara in Brachas tells us is required for a Kosh Shal Bracha. For example, it has to be clean. It should be rinsed out. It shouldn't be a smash. It shouldn't have a crack in it. It should hold the revius. It shouldn't be kosher pogrom. Because it should have all the milas that the Gemara tells us every kosher bracha has to have. It's the same thing by Havdalah as well. What about the overflowing that we do? Very interesting. People think you have to do this all by Kiddush. It's not true. By Kiddush and by every other kosher bracha, you do not overflow the wine over the kosher. Only when it comes to Havdalah, we find such a thing. There's an inyan for a person to overflow the kosher. What's the pshat? So the Ramah over here, Reish Alibov, tells us in the beginning, Siv Aleph, very interesting, says the Ramah, what's the reason for this minig, v'noigin nishbarich ha-mekoshal yayin, ala oritz, what's the pshat? So he says, v'tama shvicha, da'aminon kobay shalei nishbarich bo yayin, kemayim, ein boi simen bracha, v'oysin gein a simen toy b'tchilas ha-shavua. Unbelievable thing, says the Ramah. And you will see, not everyone is masking to this Ramah. But the Ramah says, and this is the advice of the meaning of most places in Klal Yisrael, is you pour wine into the cup until it spills. Why? Because we want to say that as if it's spilling wine like water, and therefore the bracha in this house should be mamish spilling over. Right? I always say with the famous Maisa, there was a Maisa once with a woman who was very, very, very clean. Very, very clean. All the kids knew that by her,
You don't make any mess in the house, and if you do make a mess, you clean it up. She was very, very makpid. Very, very makpid. One time, she calls over her son, and her son said, what do you want? So she sees that on the dining room table is a cup, and the cup has been filled to the absolute top. You cannot get a single drop more into this cup. So he thinks it's weird what's going on. So mother says to the child, knock the table. Child's like, whoa, what are you talking about? If I knock the table, there's no shine in the world. The wine's going to come spilling all over the nice, fresh, geschmack, a nice table. It's going to go all over the floor. Who knows what? So he thought maybe she was joking or something later. She's setting him up for something. She says, spill the table. Shut the table! He's like, I don't want to. She takes him and she gives him a shove, and the whole thing comes flying over, and unbelievable. And she says, I'm a modica lesson that he remembered for the rest of his life. She said to him like this. She said, you have to realize that's exactly what the Rabboni Shlonim is. The Rabboni Shlonim is a kais mole. And goes, Baruch has so many brachas, he still wants to give it to us. You just need to give a little bit of proof, a little bit of shav, a little bit of tefillah, a little bit of a bakasha, and it comes flying all over the place. That's the yisod of this Ramah. The yisod of this Ramah is that the representation of this wine that I have in my kais on Havdalah at the beginning of the week, mamish now, right bang smack in the middle, right at the beginning of the week, we overflow the bracha so that the rest of the week now until next Shabbos should be overflow the bracha. Now it's interesting, the Ruch HaShulchan has a different mahalach. Pashtus in the Ramah is you keep pouring until it spills. That's what people do. Says the Ruch HaShulchan, no, lav davka. You don't have to do it like that. Says the Ruch HaShulchan, simple. You pour until it's very full. And then in the minute you pick it up, then it spills. Says the Ruch HaShulchan, that's also good enough. It doesn't have to be a din when I'm pouring, then it spills. As long as it spills over the kais, then it's peseda gomo and you yotz the minig over there. Now I have to tell you, very, very chashuv. There's a mudik arizal over here. The arizal over here says doing what the Ramah says is osa, and you should mevatel the minig. As I stated in the arizal, he also says bizoy lamashke. Stam to waste mashke. By the way, I have to tell you, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here not to do too much. Right? It's not the pshat that, oh, now we have a head to the spill, we can keep on going. A little bit, a minute amount, so that it spills over. The Mishnah Berurah itself says that. You have to be careful why. Otherwise, he says, Mufurish, Sikot and Hay. Because why? Mishnah Hefse Mashkin. We spoke about, I think we spoke about the Hippatashkas once before. But I can point the Mishnah Berurah says, Klaw, you have to be careful not to do too much. But Arizal is Choylik on the ganze Zach. Zuk Arizal be Mavatel the whole minute. It's a Bizoy Mashke, and he writes, I'm Meshaber Hani. So don't do it bechlal, as though you stated machzik brocha, and it's very interesting. The Arizal says you shouldn't do it. Now, Maisa al minig is according to Ramah, and Mishnah Berurah that we take a do. Yeah.
Can I put it back in at the end?
You could if you want, but these things generally you don't, because you normally put out the candle, which we'll get to Beis Hashem tomorrow, and maybe you're not going to put it back into the grape juice bottle. And also, there's other shayos of putting it back in the bottle, like Tzvi Neskalim, and all sorts of other things as well that we're not going into right now. Al Kuponim. The minig that we have in most places, we takudu like the Ramon, the Mishnah Berurah, and we do spill the wine by Havdalah. We're not choshev for the Shita Arizal. I don't know anybody that's takal choshev. Maybe the Sfardim are takal choshev later there. Don't know. Lom again, weiter. Eating after Havdalah, very interesting. This is very, very negeah. I'll tell you when it's negeah. Motzi Yom Kippur. This year Yom Kippur we just had was on a Shabbos, right? Mimela. What do you do before you eat? You have to make Havdalah. Right? Most people on a Motzi Yom Kippur, happens to many, many times as well, sometimes during the year can happen as well, but a Motzi Yom Kippur is very, very shkiach, is you have the whole table laid with gavaldig of mezonos and gavaldig of bread, even if you wanted to eat at the studio that meant to have a Motzi Yom Kippur, and they're making Havdalah, and then they're going to sit down and eat after the fast. The Maisa, Mishmurus is clear, you've got to cover all the mezonos. You've got, just like you, for example, by Kiddush, right? Everybody knows by Kiddush, famous Shaila, when you make Kiddush, you've got to cover the challah. Why? Because he's embarrassed. Why is he embarrassed? Because he's meant to have the bracha first. And you're going along with the wine, that's not the Seder brachas. Right? That's what we'll say the brachas that we know in Siman Reishit Aleph. In Siman Reishit Aleph, we know the Seder brachas is first comes bread, and then comes the yain. So you're making a bracha on the yain. So they want a tiny nut, the Seder, because Be'etzim, I can't eat bread without making Havdalah. We learned that yesterday. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So maybe the Havdalah I have to have before you make the Hamoitzi or whatever you're going to have in after. So for the Meisach Koponim, the Mishnah Berurah says, that a person should dafka cover all of the hamoitzi or mezonos that he has on the table when he makes Havdalah. Lom again weiter. Seder hadvarim mamish. Right, for example, what exactly do we do b'shas maisa on the Havdalah? We lift up the cup. Just like Kiddush, we lift it up. We should lift up the Havdalah as well. We hold the cup in our right hand, and the chayud we should hold the v'samim in our left hand. Obviously, a lefty does it the opposite way round. That's posh. The Aruch HaShulchan says you do not have to hold the besomim at all while you're making the hagofen. Some people, this all menhagim again. But stating Aruch HaShulchan, you can make the hagofen with the cup alone, and then pick up the besomim when you make the besomim afterwards. But again, after the Shulchan Aruch Pashas, you should hold the besomim in your left hand. And you should hold the besomim. Now you've made the bracha on a goffin. Now you're holding by the besomim. What do you do now? So now you switch over. You have that goffin, you have the cup of the yayin in your left hand. You have the besomim in your right hand. Because every single bracha you make should always be in your right hand if you're a righty. And then that's what you should do. Unless you hold that bracha shulchan, you can put down the cup itself. Same thing as well with Moira Asia as well. You should be holding the coast with your left hand so that you can do the nail business. That would have to explain all this mystical nail business that will be Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We're not going to get there today. So maybe that you use your right hand for that and you hold the coast in your left hand. Drinking the wine of Avdolah. So the mice, you've got to drink a Moly Lugmot, right? A Moly Lugmot is be'er 55cc. That's how much you have to drink. It's very, very important. The Mishnah Berurah says, Klar, it is not like Kiddush. Kiddush, we pass around the Kiddush to everybody. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, only the person that makes Abdullah should drink it. Or anyone can if they want. It's a kosher bracha, there's no problem. But be'etzim me'ikadin, only the Mavdil has to be the one that actually has the kos of the Yayin. Abba, anyone can drink Abdullah as well. It doesn't have to be the one who's making it. For example, if I'm making it, I'm allergic to grape juice, I can give it to somebody else. Unlike Kiddush. Unlike Kiddush, the one who makes the Kiddush has to be the one that's drinking it. Here the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, I can give it to somebody else. A tremendous nafkamina on when?
On a woman.
Come on.
9 days.
Oh, tazai, the 9 days. Baruch Hashem. The 9 days? During, for example, on Shabbos of the 9 days, when it's a problem of drinking yayin, we're not getting into the subject of grape juice. So what we do is we give it to a cotton. That means the cotton makes Abdullah Zechanish. I make Abdullah, I give it to him. What's the halach of the bracha? Say the gomu. Because over here, by Havdalah, it's not like Kiddush. Kiddush has to be, I'm the Makadish, I'm the drinker. He's over here by Havdalah, we don't say that. Now, a very important nekudu as well. Moshe says it's klar in the Gemara Chelik Dalet Simanayim that you must not speak until whoever's drinking the wine has drunk a Moly Lugmot. It's a big problem. Often after you finish Abad Vekesh Dachol, big problem. Unless the person has made Abdullah has drunk a Moly Lugmot, a cheekful, you're not allowed to speak. If you do speak, bidi eved yoytza. You don't have to go along and make another Havdalah. You are yoytza Havdalah even if you did speak. Now, Chama Medina, I don't really want to get into the Shaya now. I just want to mention one thing, because Be'ez Hashem tomorrow I'd like to be Mamshech in the Sugya Be'etzem. But you have to know one thing. Havdalah is much more Mekel than Kiddush. By Kiddush, especially Friday night, whatever, even Yeshem, even Shabbos day, it's very schwer to use Chama Medina. It's very schwer to start be busy with whiskey, although Avada Yeshem, there's people that do it. Chassidim Atakamara, very, very, very choshish to be Mekel for this thing. It's a Taz, we're not going into the Sugya right now. How much to use, it's a different Sugya. Over Chama Medina by Havdalah is much more Mekel than it is by Kiddush, and therefore, if a person, for example, prefers Chama Medina, let's say, for example, it's not so poshut, but let's say here in Eretz Yisrael, beer is Chama Medina, which is very shaykh. It's very shaykh. I had a whole discussion once with Bzul Orbach Shlita about it. And he said to me, you have to know, in the chasnas nowadays, do they serve beer as a normal thing on the chasna table? He's not sure. He's not sure. Hamon, it used to be that way. 10-15 years ago, beer was kilu, the drink that was on every single chasana. It was the most chasana drink that they had. And mainly that was the Valde Gazach. He said to me, nowadays he's not so sure if it's considered to be a Chama Medina. Oh, but Lomazogin it is. Let's say beer is considered to be a Chama Medina here in Eretz Yisrael. So, Lemaisa, the post can say, if you prefer beer over wine, not doing it because it's more expensive, it's cheaper, or whatever. But also, I enjoy drinking beer more than wine, or more than grape juice. The halacha is that by Havdalah you can actually be Mekel, and if Chama Medina for Havdalah, when a Kiddush we would say Chas V'Shalom. By Kiddush, we would never say a person, hey, you prefer wine, you prefer beer, you can have it for Kiddush, Zichanish. We wouldn't say such a thing. Now, women drinking Abdullah, I don't know, people are very busy with the business of the beards, and yes, drinking, not drinking, I don't know. I know one thing that the priest can speak about, the Heilige Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh says, what is the reason that women do not drink the Yayin of Abdullah? Look, the Shlach HaKadosh is very, very poshut. He says, we know, Kiyadua, that the Chet of Chava, was on what? Was on Geffen. It was on a wine. It was on wine. It was on a wine. A vine of wine. And therefore, she was punished by that Aveira from Dam Nida. She sees Dam, she has to separate from her husband. That was the punishment she got from that Chet. Zuk the Shlach HaKadosh, since Havdalah is a remez, it's a schira, it's a remembrance to the Havdalah that she got as a punishment for that Chet. So, Mamela, she doesn't drink the wine which is of Havdalah. Because you're being ma'oyah, you're sort of bringing up again in the arousing the whole problem with the Aveira. That's what the Shlach HaKadosh says is the ganze reason why women do not drink the wine of Havdalah. Let's continue with one last halacha, and that's the actual besomim itself. So, midirabbanon shteit b'shulchan aruch and siv aleph that avadu with moisiv on the actual abdolah itself to the have a wonderful mitzvah of besomim. What's the reason for besomim? So the Rashbam in Pesachim Kufbei says Poshut that on Shabbos a person has an neshama yaseira, and when Shabbos goes away, so Poshut gets depressed. I once spoke to a fellow, very chosh v'yid. He says to me, he's a big Talmud Chacham of Boki B'Shas. He says to me, on Monser Shabbos, he has a massive problem. He can't learn like the rest of the week. And Pashut feels it. Tell me, he feels it on a Monser Shabbos that Pashut, it just doesn't go. It just doesn't work, right? Sometimes people have these sort of feelings. Where does it come from? It comes from the Rashbam. Rashbam says that when a person's Neshom Yisera that he had on Shabbos leaves him, so within 20 minutes from one to the other, he can finally feel a bit shvach, a little bit out of, you know, not so much cheshik and whatever. Comes from that, the besomim is meant to try and give us some kind of alleviation, to try and smell the besomim as a compensation for the void that we feel by the Neshom Yisera. Mimela, if a person forgot, he didn't smell it on Motzei Shabbos. For whatever reason, he didn't smell it on Motzei Shabbos. There's no point doing it Sunday morning. Doesn't help you, Bachar. It's too late. It's gone. There's no point in doing it on Sunday morning. Now, if you want to make the bracha of the summer on Sunday morning, you can make the bracha. There's no problem. It's a birchas aneh. It's a birchas a regular bracha that you can make. If you smell it, you yotze. There's no problem. Oh, but again, if you forgot to make it, there's no problem on Sunday morning to try and get some. There's no inyan to try dafka to get the summer over there. Now, Lemaisa, let's say a person is not making a dollar for Motzei Shabbos. Whatever reason, he's got no wine, whatever it is, or but he's got a besomim, he should still smell the besomim. It's an independent mitzvah that we do on a Motzei Shabbos. So even though he knows he has to come back to yeshiva, it's going to take 2 hours that he comes to yeshiva to make a dollar, but he's got him where he is over there, some mint leaves or whatever it is, he should make a berachas besomim. It's an independent mitzvah that we do, as Zoi Shteit Mefurish over there in the Ramah in Reisa Nechesiv Aleph. Now, Yom Tov. When Yom Tov is on a Motzei Shabbos, there's no necessity to do Birchas Besomim, because Neshama is Be'etzim still with us, and on a Motzei Yom Tov, we don't do it as well, because it's Dafka by the Kedusha Shabbos. Now you have to know, the Bracha of Besomim is a Birchas Hananin. Birchas Hananin means you're making a Bracha, just like you make your eights before you eat the apple. You got to eat the apple, right? It's Poshut. It's Poshut. It's the same thing over here. In order to make the bracha, you have to be smelling the besom. It's very important. That means, if you're making Havdalah for somebody else, you've already heard Havdalah. This is a big problem, by the way. We mentioned last year that Avadu Yolal, Kol Yisrael Ariv and Zelazet tells us, that I'm allowed to make Havdalah 50 times on a Motzei Shabbos. Even if I've heard it. Why? Kol Yisrael Ariv and Zelazet, I'm allowed to make it you. No problem. Oh, but the big mistake that people make is the besomim. Because they think, I'm already Yotze Avdolah, so when I make the Bracha B'Samim, give it out to everybody else, I've already heard Avdolah. It's Mishnah, sorry. It's a Birchas Hanen. You've got to be Nene from the Zach that you make a Bracha. Memele, every time you make a Bracha on the B'Samim, you have to actually smell it. It's very, very important. Nafkamina. Sorry?
Is this
the thing that happens? For sure. You've got to have it Miyad. Over I give you other Bracha.
Someone else.
So that's like everything else. It's like having challah on a Friday night. I'm giving out the challah, which is also ein va'ema v'ena mitzvah. That's different shaila.
You have to hold in your hand while
you. You should lechatchila hold in your hand when you make the bracha.
So,
yes.
And also on the fire.
Yes, we said that at the beginning that lechatchila you should put it in your right hand when you're making the bracha on the besomim or on the neh. We'll get to a beis Hashem tomorrow. That's a whole different sugya. Oh, but lemais, you have to know. Very, very important. What happens if you have a cold? You have a cold. You're making Abdallah. You probably can't smell anything. So you can't make the bracha on besomim. This is not the pshat. I can make the bracha on besomim and give it to everybody else. No, I can't make the bracha if I'm not going to smell it. You got to give it to a child. Child has to make the bracha. It doesn't work. You can't make the bracha. Sorry?
No,
say that. You got to birchas. There is, by the way, there is a shita that holds. It's a modika shita that holds that even though you got a cold and your physical body doesn't get a hanor from the smell, but your neshama does. So the Shoshyaka Taka wants the Taina, there's a Mokum to be Mekel, and have the Havdalah, and smell it over there. Stam to remember as well, there's a Kafar, very famous Kafar Chaim in Birchus Arech and Simu Shinta Zayn, that says, when Moshe passed in this way, what happens if a person has a Sofik if the Pesom smells? He doesn't know. They're there. It's against all sorts of things. You want to make a Birchus Arech on something Gishmak? I don't know if it smells. What do you do? So the Kafar Chaim, you're allowed to go along and test it. Even though you're smelling it and you're being ki'ilu nenebele bracha, but testing it is muta. As I say, we push in kavachaim, we say zayin, sekot and gimel. Vayta. What do we use for havdalah? What do we use as besamim? So lechatchila, you can use besim. You can use anything. You can go over to the spice section in the kitchen and start taking out all the different spices and start using the havdalah. That's lemaisa meikar din. The Mishnah Berurah sekot and gimel says the minig ha'olam is a person should set aside specifically a besamim to use as a reich of mitzvah, and that's lemaisa mitzvah min the mufcha to do so. Now, anything that you use theoretically, almost anything I should say, almost anything that you use, will always be a boire mine besomim. Even though we know, and we know this by example of Yom Kippur, where everybody's makpit is now having all sorts of different types of spices to be completing their meir brachos, right? When it comes to Motzah Shabbos, you'll always make a boire mine besomim. What's the reason? I have something that's got twigs, I should really be making boire atzei besomim. Because here the Maestro, the Mishabura says, you've got none of over here in Meishadi Zion, that people are going to get confused. People get confused, so we make one bracha for everything. As I state in the Mishabura. Oh, but there are certain things that we don't, for example, an esrog. Someone takes an esrog, very nagea after sukkah, sometimes people like to use the esrog, so then we'll take it, be making noisin reach toiv the peiris. Perfume. But Moshe says you cannot use perfume at a double project, especially as most of the perfume that we have nowadays is synthetic, it's not real, it's got no mamasha de bechlal. Same thing with air freshener from the toilet. Avad, you can't make a bracha on such a smell. Hadassim leaves, right? It's brought down that the meaning is a person uses the leaves that he uses the hadassim for. So kus for his dalet minim, simply because if it was done one mitzvah, we like to do another mitzvah. You have to be careful. If you do use hadassim, you have to crush them down before in order to mochi out the reah. If you don't have the reah, then like we said, it's all very nice to make the bracha, but if you don't have the reah, then avada, it's not going to work bechlal. If you taka find that the besomim that you were given for Abdullah didn't have the smell, you want yotza. You want yotza, it doesn't work bechlal. Doesn't work bechlal, and the ma'isa again. Not only when you're not yotze, it's about going to be a hefsek, and if it's a hefsek, it's a geshayda. If you have to repeat that gosman all over again, tremendous nafkamina. If you're the one making Abdullah, you pick up the besomim, doesn't smell. It's a shayda. You want yotze, it's a hefsek. You have to make Abdullah.
I have to do the again. If you have a cold, then you could still do it because it's not really your gufin.
According to that sheet, Nachanami, yeah, but that's only if it's got a smell, but I can't smell it because of my physical.
It has a smell.
You can test it out. You can test it.
Smell. You have a cold.
No. And a chanami, but your neshama is getting some hanafah.
Yeah, but you don't know if it smells.
Everyone else around you tells you it smells, and then it's say, I know it's yetzer.
Yeah.
Then you got a problem. And a chanami. Then you got a problem. Okay. Be'ez Hashem, we'll stop over here because it's a much a good sukkah to stop. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish off Hilchas Abdullah with all the gavaldige inyanim of the nair. How exactly to be noig our nails on the nair is Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.